Somebody asked in that.
Internet. Sexy internet. Well, you can listen to it.
drummer repair his drum set.
Hello?
On? Yep. What? Hey, hello.
You can do commentary on the show as they play.
Apparently, we, are you sure this is on? I don't think this is
on. It's
on.
Oh.
It's on. I think we're alone now. I think we're alone now. I think we're alone now. By, Tiffany. Tiffany. Are we experiencing difficulties?
I think he's got some snare.
Oh, of course. Some snare problems.
Drummer.
Drummers are a problem. Drum machines. Oh, no offense. To you. I guess they're on. I don't know. Yes, we can. Orange 17 1, Zimbabwe 0.
Are they still screwing around? Are they still screwing around? Are they going to play or what?
Is always screwing around.
What are we paying them for, anyway?
We can talk about how bad this sucks. They don't even know.
This is all bad.
I thought that was just...
I'm a cowboy.
On a steel
horse I ride. I'm wanted.
Kevin
Dead or alive. Because I'm wanted. I used to sing this song in art, my senior art class all the time. Of course, I didn't have Carl playing guitar for me, but... Finicky drummers.
As we look over at Jared,
about the drummer,
Jared's getting offended at the drummer.
Katie
comments,
said it.
The drummer jokes.
All right, yeah. All right. I tell it more than anyone.
We'll be right back.
Christmas song that takes a very sophisticated look at issues of sex. All right, like every blues band, we're going to take a break.
Yep, we did.
We're going to go out and introduce ourselves to the fans.
Ron,
All right, we're back.
That was Orange 17 with a few of their great hits. They're the longest lived Fargo band in the
area.
In the area.
So,
in
they've had a couple of farewell shows, though, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've changed their name to Computer. What is it?
Control D.
Pussy Machine. That was Pussy Machine. Hey.
This is, snare treble. You're listening to Coach and Six.
Is anybody, where's
Main.
The phone in here?
Roger's giving us strange signals with his hands.
So has anybody seen Phil Snabby?
No, I don't date guys, Roger, sorry.
Has anybody seen your snazzy ad on Yassine?
I would assume somebody has.
I noticed that was your work.
Yeah, it's very nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for old time's sake. There's a song by Orange 17 that was the first song I ever heard by you guys that if I knew the name of it, I would ask you.
If I could walk on water?
It had a guitar part going, dun, 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 dun. That's all I know. That's all I know. It is. It's a good tune.
You just described every Orange 17 song.
Probably.
Could you play that one with that guitar part?
You know, the one. What about the drum part that goes.
That's a good drum part. So, what's the story there, guys?
We're waiting for you to fix your drum.
we're kind of hoping the band starts again. Banter. Glad he didn't say witty banter.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've been trying to think up stuff all day. I've been working on my routine.
I kind of wore myself up making fun of Mothmas last week.
I think I spent all my ammo on that show.
So we'll only say nice things tonight.
I think I was literally really wore out the next day.
Were you?
But that was just because I was a little hungover.
Yeah, you drank quite a bit that night.
Well, I brought a grocery bag full of beer. I drank it all myself, man. Well, if you're willing to chat, we can chat.
Sure.
We could bring Okay.
Bring some more of the band.
We could
in
bring
here.
The Orange 17s in to talk a little bit.
Is that what they're calling themselves now?
The Orange 17.
Aren't you, isn't it Pussy Machine?
Pussy Machine, yeah.
Pussy Machine. All right, there's Carl from Pussy Machine.
Pushy Machine.
Pussy Machine.
Very Pussy Machine.
The cat bulldozer is a Pussy Machine.
Very, very Pussy.
Hey, whoever drives that thing gets Pussy.
Pussy gets Pussy.
So what are we going to ask? Ask the 017.
I don't know.
Ask you questions.
I've been censored.
I think Phil should ask the questions just because of that. Ask what?
We submitted some questions beforehand. Yeah, we only asked
your manager.
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't get them.
We weren't given those.
So what's up with all that?
So, like, what are your influences? say about 97.
Probably Metallica. Black Sabbath. Yeah. Slayer.
What about 94? 97, Slayer. 94, Melvin's Jesus Lizard. 95? Did it change in that year?
Ted Nugent. Right now it would be what?
Gregorian
Chant.
Amy Mann.
So you guys tour a lot?
We went to Minneapolis and Sioux Cloud.
Big scene in Sioux Cloud.
Did you, are you going to play any Christmas carols tonight?
No, ma'am.
Deck the Halls? I want to hear Deck the Hall just because I like hearing Carl repeat the word gay over and over again.
Let's play Dick the Halls.
Dick the Halls? Is that how you say it?
This show will not stoop that to that level.
We might play Swine Time.
I love that song. That's the best song ever.
What? Swine Time? So how many releases do you have out?
Yeah, there's that Barking Dog release.
Oh, what's that? Is that that one with that guy with the hair?
What is it? Is the here's an actual question: is the Thick and Proper record actually like available? Can you like?
No.
You've never done anything with that?
Yeah, no. Thick and Proper ain't so thick and proper no more. It's sort of a defunct label. No,
we've got Girl Chat in one corner, and we've got...
Why don't we just listen to Donny Osmond chat?
Let's listen to the fans.
If you want to get on Friend Chat now, dial 1-900.
Yeah.
Chat line.
He is a Mormon.
And that's the question, who your influencers and what.
So are you guys Mormons? Have you ever...
I don't know. Last week made me feel all happy.
Have you ever had sex with a Mormon?
That's the first Mormon to have sex unless they're married.
Have you ever shot bullets?
Not the bad one.
Have you ever shot guns at an issue of Yadzin?
Shot bullets? No,
I don't.
We shot
at Unk? Oh. You know, Unk is online now.
Is it?
Yes. Have you been there? No.
We'd shoot that up, but it'd get too expensive.
It's Unk. www.unkcollective.org.
Yep. Well, they're non-profit.
As long as you don't make money.
Unlike Yatsin, we make a lot of money. So, yep.
Well, we've got a
Couch and Six pays us a lot for that ad.
We need.
So, how many snare drums have you been through in this long, long career? No, over. You know, since day one.
He's been nursing this one a while.
The Orange 17 drum tech, Jared Swant, is going to check it out.
He's been demoted.
He's no longer.
If you could
no
only see
longer
this on
sound
TV,
engineer.
There's nothing like
drum
two
tech.
Drummers staring at a snare drum.
I think you hit this side. I don't know. So, you guys are tall. You ever play basketball?
Hammerhead could take you guys.
Yeah,
well, they're tall.
You played basketball in school, didn't you?
No.
What, you're tall? Come on.
It's hard to shoot free throws between shooting up heroin. I don't know.
Randy looks like
you guys
he
might
play
beat Hammerhead.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
I met Randy when he was playing football, and he had a radio in his locker.
I was the radio guy.
He was pretty cool, right?
Did you have Helix in the tape deck?
I was scared of him, though.
That would really pump the team up before the game.
He was listening to Chill Tuesday all the time.
Actually, me and John met when I was 11 years old.
Taekwondo.
Yeah, we were in Taekwondo class together.
Like, I was in
7th
grade.
Got any Taekwondo stories?
I used to punch people in the solar plexus.
Oh, one time there was this whiny, little kid in my class, and I don't know, he's whining to the master, Master Yun, the 53 class.
Mu Yang Yun.
And he made the whole class go outside and do
push-ups
on our knuckles on the concrete.
Did they bleed?
No.
Made you a
that's
better
from
player, though, didn't
Kung Fu?
Oh, yeah, you get all turned out.
Taekwondo. Taekwondo. I didn't drink anything yet. Taekwondo. Kung Fu.
I met Carl when I was walking down this alley, and I heard this whimpering behind a dumpster. And I kind of pulled it away. And there was little Carl. He had a little breadcrumbs he was, like, eating. Well, you want to be in a band?
You know, a lot of people were sad the day Kurt Cobain killed himself, so I'd understand.
Yeah.
What? Remember when he watched, like, Death of Faces or whatever it's called? Like, that night before he
Faces
of Death? And what's the other one, though? King Death or...
Faces of Death, yeah. Like the night, and we said, wow, wouldn't it be weird when we're old and Kurt Cobain's dead? We seriously said that, and the next morning he OD'd in Rome. But he didn't die. He died later.
That time.
He died later. It's still weird though. Anyway.
Some person wished a celebrity dead. Some person I know wished, who was it? Not Meatloaf. Sam Kinison wished he would die, and then the next day he died.
Yeah.
I can't remember who that is, but somebody I know. It's an urban legend.
His wife were driving on the road, and it got to the point where they realized they were inevitably going to get into an accident, and she swears up and down that he was yelling, "Oh no, no, God no!" And then just stopped and got home. Oh, okay. Bang.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh?
Things that make you go.
You heard that on VH1, didn't you? Or no? Was it? Did they have? No. Wait. They Showtime did like a VH1 type special on him that I actually saw.
Under the Woolen Camp.
Well, Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison rocked.
He's the rock and roll comedian. Well, are you going to play us that screwdriver? Orange 17. Oh, God. Well, there's like about 20 people in the room here.
There's more people in the... Yeah.
It's almost, it's kind of like... it's more like a like an after bar party where two people are sitting in the middle talking into a microphone.
I kind of feel like you and I should have acoustic guitars and we're at Zanbros and everyone's here to watch us.
Urine influences?
Well, I'm not big into the urine thing, but I go when I gotta go. Yeah. My influences spin Wall Street Journal. Yeah, well, that's a little too light for Yahtzee. Yeah.
Wait, what's the URL again for Yahtzee?
Yahtzee.com. Superasbestos.com. What? Oh, I got a. Whatever happened to the orange17.com website?
We didn't pay for it.
That's kind of what I thought.
But you know what? We will.
He had an orange17 website.
I was going to buy it and auction it off on eBay.
Oh, yeah.
Why? I thought I would. I don't know. Couldn't afford the $35, though. So.
Who would pay $35?
Maybe next time you tour, you have the people pay you. You could keep your domain name.
$35?
$35.
That's a lot of money.
If everyone that's listening to this would send $3 to Orange 17, they could get their website back.
How many people are listening?
I don't know.
Nine.
Nine.
You wouldn't even
people.
Have enough at that.
Does that
we
include
only
my cat?
$27.
Hello, London and El Paso.
My cat is listening.
West Virginia.
Scream for me, London! So, are you guys going to play again?
I think Carl's upset I'm not asking him bad questions. Oh, okay.
You're not probing.
I'm not.
Probing.
No. I pretend
so
to be.
So, does corduroy pants help you play the rock guitar? Or is it just a clever ruse for how you feel inside?
Skibbity bop bop.
Carl
skibbity bop bop.
117. Rubbing his chin, scratching his arm.
The band has become bored with us.
I've become bored with us.
They're all leaving. All right.
We're miserable failures.
Well, this is Couch and Six. Off-Broadway.
Off-Broadway, Broadway.
Off-Main.
Next week we got to prepare for this.
I've just been informed that this show tonight will be rebroadcast all day Friday and Saturday. Sunday, sorry. So in case you're listening now and missing it, you can tune in again on Friday, I guess.
I've just been alerted that Conlin's is having a going out of business sale tomorrow. It's going to be a grand blowout.
Very big
balloons
show
for the kids. Hot dog and a Pepsi for only 25 cents.
No deck?
Yeah, no deck and Conlin's.
Cool.
Is Conlin's actually in business anymore? I don't even know.
Not this month, I don't.
Conlin's, for those of you in London and El Paso, Conlin's is a furniture store in Fargo. Or is it in Fargo or Grand Forks? It's somewhere
Fargo.
In the Fargo.
It's
North
in Fargo.
They're Justin
located in the TJ Maxx
Dart
Plaza.
Dart Records says it's in the TJ Maxx Plaza.
Dart Records, which...
Justin does a lot of shopping at TJ Maxx. Yeah. And I buy a lot of plants at Michael's. Or is that a plant store? Or
no.
What is, I don't know.
I thought they might
store. I thought it was plant store or something.
They might sell some plastic plants.
Whoa! It just, the name Michael's like it has a plant. Okay. Orange 17 off Broadway, off Main.
It's time to rock and roll.
As soon as we stop talking, they start. Stop playing.
Back for the attack.
Dope.
fine ladies out there tonight.
Yeah. I hear your sensual keystrokes on that internet.
All right.
Yeah.
Apparently the band quit.
All right, we got a contest.
Oh. Now what drum is broken?
Don's breaking drums again.
Left and right.
Sure.
Oh, yes, I remember the contest now.
Yeah. Based on what you've heard so far by Orange 17, if you don't know them or have never seen them before, it's basically if you're not from Fargo, based on what you've heard by them, what do you think they look like? What do you think the band Orange 17 looks like? The best description that somebody gives us.
Hell, even if they're from Fargo.
Yeah.
What's the best description?
Yeah, the best description. You know,
Based on their sound.
What they've been playing so far.
Where should they send that?
They should, well, one of our email addresses or...
Sure.
Okay.
Who?
Or we could info@yachtzine.com.
Info@yachtzine.com.
If you write to info@yachtzine.com and put in the subject, Orange 17...
Sucks.
or 17 sucks.
Yeah.
And write us a description of.
I'm
what,
on now.
Write us a description of what you think Orange 17 look like,
and why
based
they suck.
On what you've heard tonight, and why they, and why they suck. Phil's added that.
What they look like and why they suck. Not what they suck. Why. That too, yes. Actually, we have some announcements.
And, yeah.
Tomorrow, the Mercury Myrie show will be repeated on this very station you're listening to, so you should be able to find it.
That's a good thing, because I didn't listen to that.
I didn't either. Well, they air their programs at horrible times. Thursday, the Techno Bowl 3 will be aired.
The one that had all the damage?
Yes, the one that two broken bowling balls were the result. Friday, this show will be rebroadcast, and Sunday, this show will be rebroadcast.
That's some...
Orange 17 on Sunday, that doesn't seem right.
That equals a lot of S on the computer time.
Yes.
Sitting in front
a lot
computer.
Of super asbestos.
Sitting in an office chair with headphones on.
Paris.
Playing the streaming audio while you're playing, what's a stupid game to play on your computer?
On the computer?
Solitaire. There we go.
I think, Orange 17 brought their smoke machine. There's like 12 people smoking here.
Yeah!
I think there's only two people not smoking. It's because they're outside urinating.
Well, since Carl was here, why don't we ask
Should we ask
some
Carl
questions?
Some questions?
What do you think you look like based on what you play?
Speak clearly into the microphone.
Whoops.
Whoops. Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
That's at www.carrottop.com. That's actually a website. And it's Carrot Top's website. All right. Phil, your turn.
My turn? Tag, you're it. Radio tag.
That doesn't work. Because I... Yeah, just ask him a question.
What's your favorite yacht scene article about you?
I'm the Unk one.
The Unk one?
Yeah, I like the Carl Qualley and Chad James buried at sea or locked in a...
That was...
I'd like to have theater equipment stolen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just all in fun. Except the stuff about Chad James. That's 100% true. He's an evil, evil curse on Fargo. But me and Chad will be selling these really cool shirts.
Oh, I got another what would you look like question. If you could look like, or if you grew a full beard, which bearded celebrity would you look like?
Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison? Okay.
Please speak clearly into the microphone.
They're not even speaking into the microphone.
Kevin Bacon, he was in A Perfect Murder, wasn't he?
A Perfect Murder, I don't know. He was in that... He was in Grizzly Adam?
Yes.
Yeah, Randy would look kind of like Grizzly Adam.
Hey, we...
With pre drug bust or post drug bust.
Okay.
Does anyone want to answer for JP?
Cheech.
Cheech didn't have a full beard though. That's a pretty good one.
The power of the internet.
All right.
That's two Mountain Dews of mine that have been ashed in tonight. I drank the first.
I'm sorry, man.
Oh.
Not really.
Kurt just ran away from the microphone.
So you just gave away part of the contest.
So. Oh! Well, an
but
overweight
that,
Kurt.
That's got to, we got to, that's got to be scratched from the...
Overweight
from the,
and hairy.
Over, a hairy Kurt?
As hairy as Robin Williams.
All right, Randy. What's
If you
What's
were
your
a tree.
Thought? Oh, yeah, right.
No.
Go ahead.
What's your thoughts on this Bartender of the Month thing on RageWire? You know, how come you haven't been on there?
Because I'm not a good bartender.
You're not a
good
bartender?
I'm not a bartender who takes pride in my trade. I just slap the drinks at people, you know.
See, that's what I prefer, is a bartender who just slaps a drink
there
in front of
you.
I don't want people, you know, coming by every 10 minutes asking you how you're doing, what if there's anything
yeah.
else you need, you know? If I want something, I'll go up to the bar and get myself a drink.
I appreciate that.
I like to make the job as easy as possible.
Hey.
Okay, here's another contest. What movie is that Kevin Bacon in? If you know the answer. Okay, we already got a winner. Okay. So anyway, I like that Kevin Costner movie. Randy. Okay.
I quite enjoyed the Postman.
The Postman? I never saw
that. I love that movie.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Damn good.
Yeah.
Everyone heard it sucked, but you should watch it. You should watch it an hour and a half at a time, spread over two nights. That's what I did.
That's about right.
Yeah. Yeah, you got your M16s and your, you know, Colt 45s and dudes riding horses. That's all it takes for me. It's Tom Petty. You'll have to excuse us. We're drunk.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, watch your step up.
So anyway, I've been told that we're the bosses tonight.
All right.
But, you know, everybody has to listen to what we say. Yeah.
Gun talk.
And that the listenership goes up whenever we talk about
tits.
Sex.
Or sex.
Tits or sex.
More people listen.
So what can we say about either one of those
Well,
things?
tits.com, I'm sure that's a pretty good website.
I worked on boobs.com once.
Hey! Boobs.com?
How did you do that?
Hey, here's an interview.
I sucked and I told him I'd fix it for him, but now it sucks again.
Did they change it after
boobs.
You fixed it?
Yeah, they did. They live in Florida. The owners live in Florida.
Boobs.com.
is there any remnants of your
previous work
What
there?
Would you find on that site?
Erotic jewelry and boobs.
Erotic jewelry?
Wow.
Like, where would the erotic jewelry be?
To me, Orange 17 is kind of erotic.
Erotic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything left over from your design up on there, then? Nothing, huh? They change it. Does it require, like, adult check or any of that? Because, see, I'm not 18 yet.
Hey, when are Mom and Dad getting home? We should probably get this place cleaned up before then.
Yeah, who wants to come tomorrow and help clean?
Nah.
We're getting very close. Yeah, we've got a lot. The Fargo family band tree. Oh, did you? Oh. Yeah, well, Chad is, like, on everything. Oh, well, it's better than most people have. Most of it's just been us scratching our heads. Kind of like you're doing. Okay.
The Jared Swan
Send it
family.
To Ryan at Yahtzee. Because if I get it, I just forward it to him.
And info@yahtzee.com is where you mail your ideas on what Orange 17 looked like.
I think
and then the winner... The winner of that contest will get
I'm on there like 10
a Yahtzee t-shirt. Not that there's going to be a winner.
Yeah.
But the winner...
Is there one? Who's got it? Oh. Well, you guys can't even afford a domain name. You're not going to be able to afford processing 35mm film.
There's
also the Andrew Sharon Fargo Rock video. Yeah, what was that called? Fargo Rock?
Fargo Rock.
Yeah.
Fargo Rock.
I'll try to get that from him, too.
We should, we should stream old videos of eyeball injection, too.
We could do that.
That's probably still playing on
We'll stream anything.
Access, like old 91 episodes. Speaking of eyeball injection. Have you seen Dean Syme lately?
No, does he have a beard?
I don't know. Well, he had a beard for a while. Then he had a like a goatee.
He's doing skate tricks, I think.
Is he?
I think so.
Did you ever see it?
Anyway, I think the winner of the Orange 17 What Do They Look Like contest, I think Orange 17 should take on whatever they, what the winning entry, that should be your new look.
Not necessarily the closest, just the best, you know?
Yeah, the best, not the closest, like the best, you know,
best
based
look.
On what you're playing.
Well,
because
we know that Ryan's already painstakingly looking at old photos and filling it in.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we need to...
Have you ever consulted anyone about your image?
No.
You guys kind of had some various images going on for a while. You had the face paint when you guys played with Bloodlust.
Oh yeah.
And what else?
Mark Arm was like, what are these guys about? Yeah. Never mind.
What other things do you guys had the clear like creepy. Like, blank face masks.
Those are still in my van, actually.
You guys have had some masks over the years.
Yeah, we had the full, like, black hood with, like, the black spandex over the face.
That was something my band ripped off a couple
of times.
Phantom
of the Opera masks.
Phantom of the Opera masks.
And assorted wigs.
Halloween shows were always good. I liked your devil costume.
Thanks, man.
And the mime costume.
Yeah, but,
the mime costume was classic.
I always sweat and it always runs in my eyes and I regret it.
Suffer for a rock.
Yeah.
Did you, about what era of the Orange 17 history did you first start breaking out costumage, like masks and...
We've always kind of been about gimmicks. I think like our very first show we, like, pop Alka-Seltzer tabs in her mouth and, like, foamed at the mouth, and we've been, you know, blood capsules. It goes way back.
All right.
You know.
So, what keeps this band together unlike other Fargo bands that break up a lot and, you know, reform under other names and stuff?
We just don't want to have to go through the trouble of finding other bandmates, I guess. About it. Yeah, why is Orange 17 still together as opposed to...
So did Carl and JP play together when they were in jolly old England?
What?
Did you do anything? Do you like play on the street? Huh? Yeah, when you're living in there? What? Oh, okay. Played at the subway? Did you get anything? Did you play Orange 17 song? Acoustic Orange 17? Streets of London by Anti-Noir League?
We are the league.
So what time is it?
11:16. Is it supposed to be over at 11:30?
I don't know. I think you guys should play a little more because we don't have any like CDs to play like last week. It's easy to sit around and drink,
smoke cigarettes, and
well, you know, we've been told that we're the boss. We get to order you around.
Okay.
No, I don't know. You guys do whatever the hell you want.
Play some music.
You guys ain't doing me any favors.
We'd really like to hear "I Think You're Alone Now" or what is it?
Yeah, "I Think We're Alone Now." Play that one. That one's a request.
Play some other Fargo band songs.
A request from somebody who's listening. One of the 9 people who are listening. They're part of this internet party.
Make Terror Drive.
It's a computer community.
Terror drives people crazy.
It's a community.
Rock. This is Orange 17.
Off Broadway, off Main. www.coachandsix.com, www.yachtscene.com, www.yachtscene.com/start, www.superasbestos.com,
www.comeondown.
www.boobs.com.
Erotic jewelry and boobs.
Orange 17 is selling erotic jewelry at the merchandise booth in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Carl is modeling erotic jewelry. He has a very nice Prince Albert that he'll be showing off later tonight. Except for the pussy part. Don't touch the pussy stuff. Oh, Brian. Well, and that was one of Orange 17's more better well-known songs that they just played there. That was Turning... Whoops, nothing. Shut up, Phil. Something must be wrong with the drums. Oh, he's foreign? Well, that. We won't touch that.
Jimmy's in the house. Thank you.
Yeah, that we are listening to Off Broadway, Off Main, 123.473.789.425. Whatever on your internet dial.
That's my radio voice.
Welcome. We got 117 in the studio tonight.
The wonderful, wonderful, wonderful March 17.
So anyway, it's time for a plug, another one.
Seeing as how we're the boss.
Jim's here. We'll be plugging stuff left and right with Jim back in.
On April 12th, there's a show with a band called A-Set. It's the day after the Melvins, so it's a recovery show. A-Set starring a guy named Albert Munduno, who is like the boss and overlord of that group. They're coming to Ralph's on April 12th at 10 o'clock. June Panic is opening, as well as Wisconsin Dells, and we're going to play some A-Set and maybe even some June Panic off of his new CD, Horror Vacui, or whatever the hell.
Play track three.
Track,
I love
yeah,
that.
Three is
I
good.
Love song number three on that CD.
Don't go. I don't know.
All right. That was the June Panic Gospel Choir. Sounded like I was in church or something. Jesus. I mean, I don't mean the pun there when I say Jesus. I seriously felt like I was in church.
So, what do you think of tonight's show?
Well, I thought we could have done better.
Yeah, we probably could have done a little better. Yeah,
we will do better.
The band was great, though.
Orange 17 did an excellent job. Of course,
they did a real bang-up job.
They've always...
You guys want to hear the new lo-fi song?
We could hear the new lo-fi song.
Boy, this place is just full of self-promoters.
Yeah! Yeah!
Now that where's the feedback? That was local genius, Chad James' newest song,
musical prodigy
of his project Lo-Fi. And how do you get that?
Yeah, is that available on CD
sound?
Single? Oh, no one will release that. Try Barking Dog. They'll release anything, I think.
You passed up a Barking Dog CD?
Superasbestos.com passed that one up.
Tell us a story here. No, come on. Come on, you have to tell us a story. There's only like 5 people listening. What about Barking Dog? Come on, we want to dish up some dirt on Barking Dog.
Is there a Super Asbestos versus Barking Dog thing going on here?
Dead Walleye wants to be in Super Asbestos.
Not kidding.
I'm not kidding. They're nice guys. But
I almost got
in
a fight in a bar over that band.
Yeah. They're not going to be? Well, why not?
Because I'm a prick.
Wait, you think they suck?
No, I love SCP.
Wait, you think
don't
they suck,
pilot,
don't you?
No, I
think I have exclusive rights on being a prick, Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry then.
Okay. Actually, they're really good musicians.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they know how to... Yeah. I'm good at, I was going to say something really witty, but...
I think Jim had a great idea. We should wrap it up.
I think we should wrap it up. Because one thing about last week's show, while it was funny...
Uh-huh.
It
was
lasted
long.
Lasted like 4 hours.
It did.
Last week's show was a marathon. It was hard to listen to the whole thing. Like, you had to kind of stop for a while and then come back.
I think on the rebroadcast, they... cut it down. They edited us out, I think.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. They cut the crap. There was like us introducing the show and us saying goodnight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. The decline of rock and roll just walked into the room.
Yeah. Brian Eveslag is the decline of rock and roll.
Brian Eveslag is Fargo's whipping boy. One minute we're calling him the cutest boy in town, the next minute we're cutting him down.
Yeah, well, anyway. This is why America doesn't work. What was why America doesn't work last week? There was
And who owes you money this week?
MTV. MTV, you owe Brian Eveslag money.
And send the money to info@yadzine.com.
Okay. Speaking of the info@yachting.com, the contest is still on, even if you're listening to the rebroadcast right now, which, seeing as how there's probably 6 people listening to it right now, at least 7.
Those same 7 people will listen to the rebroadcast.
Okay, yeah.
No.
Oh, well, at any rate, the contest is still on.
Did anyone win anything last week?
We got a contest.
Didn't give nothing away. No, boy.
All right. Okay, the question for tonight. I don't even know who the hell Nick Kershaw is.
Who the fuck is Nick Kershaw? Was he in Duran Duran?
Is he some country music artist? Is he the one who sings...
I love Duran Duran. I'm hungry like the wolf.
Okay. Well,
girls on film.
We
we do have a contest already, though.
We already have a contest.
And the contest was, based on what you heard Orange 17 play tonight, what do you think they look like? Oh, well, anyway. What do you think they look like?
How
the
do
best
you describe
the
gay?
Person who gives
oh,
the
about
best
5 foot 10, 100 pounds.
Will not only get their description printed on Yachtzine.com, and not only that, but Orange 17 will choose that as their look, their future
for when they tour this summer.
For when they tour. And Yachtzine will give you a t-shirt.
They are?
Really?
What, the Fargo Go Away show?
No, they're playing
oh.
Minneapolis.
Ooh!
Minneapolis. Well, anyway, if you win the contest, we'll send you a t-shirt when we finally get them done. which has been a year in the making so far.
We seem to be cutting out here. Phil's transmission is breaking up.
Or maybe if we order those stickers, which, Phil, I'll pay for those stickers.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll order those. I'll pay for the buttons.
Well,
how's that?
Okay. You pay for the buttons, I'll pay for the stickers.
And if 20 people pre-order shirts, we'll get them printed tomorrow.
And, those will be easy to come by. But the t-shirts, we'll put you on the waiting list for a t-shirt if you win the Orange 17 contest.
You'll get...
Win a rain check.
You'll get front row tickets to the rock concert on Friday night.
Is there a rock concert on Friday night?
Friday. I don't know.
Front row tickets.
Is Friday Night Video still on? It is? Wow.
Yeah,
what
they
drop
the videos.
Oh,
and they
Friday
talk
night?
About movies and stuff like that.
Oh, lifestyle show.
It's pretty... Yeah.
Uh-huh.
God bless
Brian Bible. Eveslog's favorite show, Friday night.
Do you have friends overnight to stay up and watch it?
Slumber party at Eveslog's.
With your pants off?
Tits. Maybe. Sex. Hey, did the listeners peek up there now?
Tits. Sex. Nobody's paying attention to the listeners.
Orange 17 is my favorite band.
Well, if we told them that...
Nobody's listening, are they?
If we told anybody that Orange 17 played naked, they would have won the contest. No, wait. You know, this is basically degenerated to...
to last week.
To last week. There's like a bunch of...
Next week, we're actually going to script out 5 minutes.
It really feels like an after-bar party.
It does.
Standing.
It's an after-bar party without a bar.
Yeah.
That's what Fargo has become. One big after-bar party without going to the bar first.
Well, you know, there's that age-old excuse of, not having anything to do.
Right.
There's nothing to do here, so I guess I just drink. So,
I think we could conceivably just keep talking forever.
We could. We could, and, all these people would listen. The people will listen to what we have.
I'm sure Ryan's still listening.
Yeah, Ryan's checking it out. He's probably emailing us right now.
Yeah.
Ryan and I are going to edit out the music and send a copy of just the two of you talking to both of your parents.
Ow.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
My parents are deaf. Too many years of listening to that Orange 17 demo tape I gave them.
Did you give them an Orange 17 demo
yep.
tape? Do they what?
I think my mom's probably seen Orange 17.
My parents have never seen any band I've been involved with. Well, they did come and see Orange 17 once. My dad told me. He said, it sounds like shit, but it sounds like the shit you listen to.
Ah, that was a compliment then.
Yeah. I guess that was a compliment. Oh, I got great news for anybody that cares, but I heard that Fits of Depression is back together. Fits of Depression are touring the United States again. I care. I'm like, that's like, if they're back together seriously, which I'm pretty sure they are because Lon miss them in New Orleans. But they're pretty much by default the best band in America right now if they're back together.
JJ's got the smoke.
They played with the first time they came, they played with Bikini Kill and Bombshell. The second time they played here...
Bombshell! I just found some Bombshell photos tonight that I'm going to add to the site tomorrow.
The second time they played here, they played with Trans Am, Pathos, 7 O'Clock Sucker.
You know what? We didn't. We've been bad hosts tonight.
We have what? But
we had a member of Bombshell here, and we didn't exploit it. Like last week, anyone that even pretended to be in a band got airtime. Oh, we've got a member of I guess not. We've got the Matt Trio over here.
Oh, okay.
What's your band? ADD? Oh.
LEAD spelling. Lead Zeppelin. Well, maybe we should wrap it up here.
Should we wrap it up? I think we should let Carl say something.
Let's let Carl say something and then we'll wrap it up. Come on, Carl. Come on, Carl. Why don't you answer me this?
Everyone that tuned in tonight hoping that...
Riddle me this, Carl. Why are you drinking that Bud Light?
Why aren't you drinking the hard shit? I mean, who? Bud Light. He's some kind of... What exists until you mention its name? This you're answering questions with riddles. Just answer why you drinking the Bud Light, man.
Yeah, you are you a proctologist?
You don't like the real Bud? You got a pretty tan belly there. You've been hanging out in the booth. Santana? What about tan your buns? Have you ever checked that out? Or sun your buns or whatever? Isn't there something? Yeah, you want to... Why don't you let us see your ass? And we'll...
Show us your ass.
We'll let all the listeners know whether or not it's...
This is a second contest. Whoever can write in and tell us what Carl's ass looks like...
Oh.
Win something. A date.
A date?
With Carl.
Date with Carl.
We're probably the only people listening.
All right, well, how about we wrap it up there, Jim?
Let's wrap it up.
Off Broadway, off Main, courtesy of Coachin6.com, SuperAsbestos.com, and Yachtseen.com.
The last one's the only important
out,
one.
Give us some ammo to sell advertisements, the advertisements we never get around to selling. Thank you.
Good night. Right.
Yeah, that we are listening to Off Broadway, Off Main, 123.473.789.425. Whatever on your internet dial.
That's my radio voice.
Welcome. We got 117 in the studio tonight.
The wonderful, wonderful, wonderful 117.
So anyway, it's time for a plug, another one. Seeing as how we're the boss.
Jim's here. We'll be plugging stuff left and right with Jim back in.
On April 12th, there's a show with a band called A-Set. It's the day after the Melvins, so it's a recovery show. A-Set starring a guy named Albert Munduno, who is like the boss and overlord of that group. They're coming to Ralph's on April 12th at 10 o'clock. June Panic is opening, as well as Wisconsin Dells, and we're going to play some A-Set and maybe even some June Panic off of his new CD, Horror
three.
Vacui, or whatever the hell.
Play track three.
Track,
I love
yeah,
that.
Three is good.
I love song number three on that CD.
Love is time.